Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Been doing this since March of 1997. And I have a great guest with us today. When Dr. Ingram comes into town, it literally has standing room only. I mean, it fills up a room. And at one time when the old health food center was around, we had over 300 in the morning and another 300 in the evening. About 600 people showed up. It's amazing. So, Dr. Ingram, I got a subject matter that since I've gotten older, and a lot of my friends and family have gotten older right along with me, memory is a big issue to a lot of them. And so you and I live on our memory. We have to be able to pull this stuff out. So what would you advise to the listener that goes, well, I need to have a good memory. I'm starting to forget things so much.
Well, I wouldn't want to see you go around and put diapers on yourself.
I don't either.
You know, and then walking around in the street at 2:30 in the morning and some cop picks you up and tries to figure out where you live, but you don't know your name. Look, I know it happens, but I'm sure that Abraham and Moses, Muhammad, all these guys, different people, their wives and so on, I'm sure they didn't go around with Alzheimer's. So I don't think you have to have it anyway. And I'm sure there's a lot you could do to prevent cognitive decline, but one of the biggest things people don't know is that when you start to develop memory loss, and sometimes the brain can be infected.
Mm-hmm. See? That's right.
Dental pathogens, viruses, herpes viruses. Then you have the spirochetes, the Lyme, candida. Now they're finding candida is flourishing in the Alzheimer brain. So, I mean, you got to kind of take care of yourself. You can't let that infection take over your body.
Yeah, most people don't know that the immune system for the brain is totally separate from the body. It has its own immune system.
And, it does. Yeah. They don't know that it has its own lymphatics either, and so, you know, you need to kind of keep the lymph flowing. but at the same time, I would keep on an anti-infectious program to prevent cognitive decline, and I would also take those substances that have been known to be adaptogens to the brain tissue and just sort of take them regularly to prevent oxidative damage.
Which ones would you recommend there?
Well, it would be resveratrol-rich, but not from Japanese knotweed. I mean, from actual grape source. It would be the chaga, wild chaga, with its SOD, high SOD. It would be the oregano, sage, rosemary. These are substances. Now, you know Acchioli in Italy, where the people, they don't have any Alzheimer's. They have 3,000 people in the village, and 350 of them are over 100 years old. So 10% have made it past the centenarian age. And they found out that they pound down the oregano and the rosemary. They pound the rosemary. So there's evidence that rosemary is a fat-soluble antioxidant, just like it prevents a pie from going rancid with a lard or something else. It goes in the brain and prevents it from going rancid. Oregano seems to kill the infections. So, I mean, I'd look at things like the juice of oregano, the oil of oregano, the juice of rosemary, or the essence of rosemary, it's known as. I'd look at those things, the oil of rosemary, or the edible kind known as rosmanol. The Acchioli Italy proves it. Spices block the degeneration.
There was something I read recently. I'm not sure if I have my fact quite right, but I remember it blew me away when I read it. It was like rosemary increased memory when they give an older person losing memory a test, and a little bit later they give them rosemary and give them the test. It was like 40% in a short amount of time, like an hour or so.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff because, again, it's a decided fat-soluble antioxidant, and it blocks oxidative damage. It starts to eat the lipofuscin pigment and all these other weird pigments, the amyloid and all that. And, if you send me the link to that test, I'll quote it in my textbook. But rosemary is the unsung rosemary for remembrance was a medieval saying because if they knew that people's memory improved with it. And then there's also the turmerones, my friend. The turmerones are big. That's the sort of fat-soluble essential oils in turmeric.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not commonly found in turmeric capsules, but there's the canna curcumin capsules and canna curcumin.
Yeah, I'm taking those right now. I just started a week or so ago.
Those are pretty good.
Yeah.
Those have the turmerones and the curcumin and all that, but those block oxidative damage and induce new stem cell formation. Not just repair the damaged ones, but there are new stem cells coming out all the time if you take this kind of a turmerone-rich product. Yeah.
You know, I was thinking that you'll find sometime that the juice of oregano or the oregano oil actually stimulates stem cells as well, because some of the results you're getting, I'm going, there has to be something going on there to...
Well, there must be, because you've got your lime and so on. But seems like if the supplement is in a raw form, it's more potent. For example, the turmerones and canna curcumin are unheated. The cannabinoids in hemp and all, raw hemp, are unheated. And so that seems a little better for neurological repair than the more steam-extracted type for some reason.
Well, I want to talk more about this on the other side, but I want to say this right now before we go there, because you have a fantastic Purely Bee. That someone had just told me an hour ago, I was talking to her on the phone, and she said that on, I think it was on Kyle's show, Kyle said they had done a study on where they took the vitamins and stuff, and they're in a big pharmacy, I don't want to name its name, pharmacy discount store. And I may have been also at the largest discount retailer in the country.
Yeah.
And their vitamins and everything only had 4% of what they were.
Holy
they
cow,
claimed.
Chinese got to get their act together here.
Yeah, they got to improve their petroleum.
petroleum distillation.
But anyway, they also, you know, is it Otasco? Is that the big competitor to Walmart?
So.
Yeah, so I know a rep that told me, he says, GNC and Otasco buy their stuff from the same place. They buy together, and then they private label it.
Yeah, so, you better make sure you got quality before you plop the money down these days.
Yeah, some of the research said, well, vitamins don't do anything. Yeah, it's because you're getting vitamins that don't do anything.
And you know what? The research shows that if you take a whole food source in low dose, you get positive results.
That's right.
It's not the dose.
There's things people don't understand. There's frequencies. There's all kinds of things that a living organism has that the synthetics don't. I was talking to you about how your Purely Bees and your Pure Pack and the total the vitamins and everything. Because I was telling Jasmine, your assistant, I was telling a story that when Carol Keetrine there at the old health food center gave me one pack of your Purely Bee. Your Purely Pack. It wasn't much more than 5, maybe 10 minutes at the most. We were all talking, Kyle Drew and me and Carol were standing in the aisle right there talking. I went, whoa, what is this? And I got this energy rush.
Well, amazing.
And I figured it had to be the B vitamins that affect me that quickly.
Oh, it had to have been. There's nothing else. So that naturalistic B vitamins went right into the tissues. And used it energy oxygen transport and Krebs cycle and respiratory oxygen chain. It just fed that.
My body's probably been crying out. I've been taking B vitamins, a ton of them, but not getting.
Well, they block it. Those kind of B vitamins block the mechanism. That's the problem.
Yeah, I've heard that. Like on B12, if you're really deficient for a very short time, you'll get some benefit from it, and then it will actually do what you said. It will interfere with your ability to.
Yeah, especially the other ones, the niacinamide and this crazy thiamine hydrochloride, all this synthetic petrochemical. It damages the receptors, and you got to get that out of your body, and then start taking the whole food type. I've seen people with severe B vitamin deficiency simply because they're taking the B50, B100, and the synthetics are blocking out their good ones.
Do you know who Aubrey Gray is, the doctor that's over this anti-aging, what do they call that whole area of science now, trying to figure out how to extend life?
I think I know of him.
He has long red hair and a real long red beard. He looks like he ought to be part of the Oak Ridge Boys. And he speaks at a lot of conferences. And
right up,
his group I've seen him on YouTube, and he says the key to anti-aging is autophagy, is the cleansing of the cells, and mitophagy, the cleansing of the mitochondria to keep them cleansed. Yeah. And I would guess that's one of the reasons you're seeing results with your products, with the oregano oil, the juice of oregano, and all that.
I would think so, because you're improving oxygen transport, OH ions, you're sopping them up, and yeah, I think so.
Yeah, the detoxing of the cells and getting and the lymph system, because it has to carry out and get that trash away from the body.
That's so true.
So I'm just thinking about that and trying to connect some dots here, because I see the effects and I've read your books. Speaking of that, what's some of your latest books?
The latest books are the Doctor's Guide to Oil of Oregano 101 Uses and the Hemp Oil Miracle. Those are the two big latest, and also the Black Seed Oil Miracle.
I like that Black Seed book.
Yeah.
I loaned it, I think, to my cousins. I've been looking all over the house for it because I read it once, and I wanted them to get up to speed on Black Seed.
Make him cough it up.
I got to keep remembering when I go over to watch football. I got to get my book back.
They're popular enough for everybody to steal them from each other.
Yeah, that's true. Now, speaking of that. Now, the stores carry them. I know Omega Health carries them, and I think Meridian Nutrition carries them. I don't know if Dotson's and some of the others.
Those two definitely carry the books, but you can check with your other favorite health food store and insist upon the Hemp Oil Miracle, the Cannabis Cure, the Black Seed Oil Miracle, the Doctor's Guide to Oregano, the Cure in the Cupboard, and go to CassIngram.com. Go study that, CassIngram.com, and you can find the books there.
That's what I was going to ask you. I knew that I wanted people. Well, give them an 800 number, because Knowledge House has an 800 number, doesn't it?
I would go to CassIngram.com, oreganol.com if you want to study products. But, 1-800-295-3737. That's 800 if you still use a phone. 295-3737.
Still use a phone. People live on the damn phone. I should have stayed with the pager.
Yeah, I wish you would have. Whatever happened to those days?
I don't know, but I was resistant. But once I gave in, I got addicted.
Carry away the radiation device. Yeah.
Now, on the brain, you have a Neuroloft product, I remember, that put a lot of this into one product.
Right. Well, in the Neuroloft, you have your rosemary. We talked about Accioli and how the benefit of the people with rosemary. You have your rose essence and your orange blossom, plus your sage and your oregano. So you have all those essences in one, the Neuroloft, which would be pretty spectacular. One of the side effects of Neuroloft is we found people's blood pressure was stabilized. Isn't that interesting? Through working on the cardiac centers. But the bottom line is Neuroloft, wild turmeric drops, we call that canna curcumin, oregano juice and oil, some wild chaga, and maybe some wild raw hemp extract. Those are pretty sophisticated for preventing inevitable decline. And you might have to look at the B, like you said, the whole food B vitamins. You got to have them for the neurotransmission production. Tyrosine into, ultimately you've got tryptophan, tyrosine. They have to be metabolized into norepinephrine and serotonin and all that. But that's the Purely B. Whole food. Purely B powder. Got to have it. You know, I have a tablespoon 3-4 times a week, and it gives me strength. So you don't have to have big doses.
It feeds the Krebs cycle, and that's what a lot of people don't
know. Well, you have to have facilitators, niacin, riboflavin, folic acid, thiamine.
And folks, when I say Krebs cycle, that's where your energy is produced. That's what you can't take a breath without the Krebs cycle. You can't blink your eye or your pupil can't even adjust without the Krebs cycle acting. And so when you age, it goes down. Now we need to perk it back up.
That's through the B vitamins.
That's the B vitamins. Now, everything else plays a role, too, that you put in there. That's why I like the Purely Pack. But the B vitamins, I think you'll feel that right away, and I like people to be able to feel something quickly.
You know, and at least they can hunt down the local health food store and say, hey, how come you have all the synthetics? I want the Purely B. I want to pay a decent price. I want the Purely Pack. I want it from food. And if that doesn't work, maybe check oreganol.com. And check that out, oreganol.com, and you can see these high-quality whole foods. You know, all the science that was done in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, where they reversed pathology in the animals, you know, they had a pigeon, they had a rat, they had a rabbit, and they were all degenerated because they put them on the artificial diet. They took out all the niacin, all the thiamine, all the C, all the A, whatever they did, So how did they get them back to normal?
They fed them what they
ate. Brewer's yeast. Truly yeast. Milk. Gave them a teaspoon of milk. They gave them liver powder, rice bran. It's all food.
Now, Doc, we're out of time here. I've gone long here. I love talking to you, though. God, yeah, I learned a lot from you.
We did it. We covered it again, people.
We did. Okay. Listen to the ad, folks, and you'll get more information where to find these things. Thank you. Thanks, Doc. Dr. Ingram, if people want to get a hold of you and they want to find out more about your books or they're trying to find a product, how do they reach you?
Hey, have them go to oreganol.com, oreganol.com, and get some idea on product. And for me, my books, kazingram.com, kazingram.com, kazingram.com. But also call them, 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242. Call them and look at the store finder at oreganol.com.
Thank you, Doc. I really appreciate it. Folks, take advantage of it. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. If you're really serious about looking younger, you need to try Skin Drink. They have some at Omega Health at 2427 North Tech Council, but Brenda Swartz, she'll help you and figure out what you need, and I had her send me a couple, and I can't believe how quickly it affected the way my skin looked on my face. It was years younger. So call 800-632-2910, 800-632-2910, and you'll see what I mean. You'll look younger in just a few days. It build up that collagen from inside out and bring the moisture back in the face. It's amazing products. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dan's Health Talks. And right now, I want to cover something that I think is one of the most important things we ever do. I'll give you a little background on me. I'm a PhD in nutrition, been doing radio for 22 years. Before that, I was a spokesman for some network marketing companies educating the people on how the nutritional products affected them and benefited them. And so I guess as far as nutrition, 25 years. I invented the Hydratone exercise equipment. I had 11 patents in the exercise field domestically and 22 foreign patents. Worked with a lot of the pro football teams, some basketball players. I think Michael Jackson used my – not Michael Jackson, Michael Johnson – what am I trying? Magic Johnson. He used my program out of the LA Sports Club. And Mike Tyson did. I got Tom Selleck on the program, Tom Cruise, and Dustin Hoffman. We got a lot of celebrities on the program. And then we also had the White Sox when I went and worked with Bo Jackson. That was a lot of fun going up there. And then I had Herschel Walker when he first went to the Dallas Cowboys. And Dallas Cowboys was the first pro team to pick it up. So before I started educating people on nutrition, I was going around the country and around the world, not all around the world, but I went to Australia and a lot of time in Hawaii. And we had people come here. I certified 100 people in Japan. That was a lot of fun, 10 days. Really nice people. I really enjoyed doing that one. And by the way, if you ever go to Japan, remember this rule. If you don't want any more food, you got to leave food on your plate or you have to reject it 3 times. I didn't know that. I gained almost 9 pounds in 10 days because I was grown up that I had to finish the food there. And they would beg you, oh, please, please take more, take more. No, I don't want, please, please take more. Well, second time I'd take more. And then we go, guy didn't explain that to me till the last night I was there, that if you just leave the food on the plate, they won't bother you. So it wasn't a little tip that could save you a lot of pounds when you go over there. And so, but it was wonderful. Now, I love educating people on nutrition because there's a lot of times you're able to save people's lives. I can't tell you sometimes how I do that on the air. That's why I do lectures or meet with people for individual counseling. And by the way, if you want to do individual counseling with me, you can email me. We can sometimes do it over the phone, but dsoloway, D-S-O-L-O-W-A-Y, DSOLLOWAY 21 at gmail.com. DSOLLOWAY 21 at gmail.com. In the subject line, put nutritional counseling. So I get so many things that I'll see that and it'll stand out, or radio listener, either one. Now, there's a product that I just started talking about on my local show in Oklahoma City, but I also want to educate you on. It's called Cardio for Life, and it's the number 4, Cardio for Life, and it really is. There's a number of different things you have to address when a person's having cardiovascular problems, and that cardiovascular problem can be brought on by different things, and they can have different aspects of cardiovascular problems. They may have plaque buildup, and they have high blood pressure, or they may have had a stroke and survived it. They may have a toxic level building up in the homocysteine poisoning. There's a poison that when the body metabolizes food in the mitochondria, it releases some homocysteine poisoning. And a pathologist figured out many years ago, he got run out of medicine for pronouncing it, and 25 years later he gets a Nobel Prize for it. He realized that the thing in common with a lot of people that died of natural causes, no matter how old they were, and they could be 30 years old or they could be 80 years old, is they had a high level of homocysteine. Well, they also figured out what lowers that is methyl B12, methyl B6, and methyl is important, so the body really absorbs it, and methylfolate, which is the most important one, but also extremely important one, is trimethylglycine. It lowers, and I think dimethylglycine does too. I like dimethylglycine. I can really feel the energy from that. But that lowers the homocysteine levels, and lowering that will help extend your life. When you see these children that are 8 years old and they look like they're 80, they were born with an inability to deal with the homocysteine levels, and it ages their body rapidly. But there's 40 different diseases they have identified that's related to elevated levels of homocysteine. I have a book called The H Factor, and it's all about homocysteine. Well, this Cardio for Life book, it addresses that. It addresses, it has CoQ10. He has a real good book, but the Cardio for Life product addresses that, addresses oxygen to the heart, addresses the inflammation. But the most important part of it is the way it increases nitric oxide. When you increase nitric oxide, the blood vessels relax. Then you can get the nutrients moving in, like fats and proteins, moving into the cells and be restructure the cell and use this energy and all that instead of building up in the arteries or getting into the liver. But a lot of bodybuilders take nitric oxide products because when they lift weights, their muscles pump up, and it actually helps them get bigger and stronger. And a lot of men, and women too, by the way, it has an effect on the female organ as well, increases blood flow so sexually they can perform much better. Well, this product, you take a scoop twice a day, and you take it on an empty stomach because if you take it with protein, it interferes with it eats up the catalyst or utilizes the catalyst to help carry the arginine and the citrulline and the new form of arginine into the blood vessels and everything to make it work the way it should work. So I can really help your heart a lot with the Cardio for Life. It's a phenomenal product. And so you can probably, in Oklahoma City area, they go to Mega Health at 2427 North Council, or they go to a friend of mine, Dr. Brian Frank, and there's other stores that may be picking it up or haven't, and I just don't know yet. But I really want you to look it up, Cardio for Life, and also buy the book, Let's Stop the Number One Killer of America. And that's why Dr. Harry Elwart, Stop the Number One Killer of America. Now, I give a lecture at the last Saturday of every month. And that lecture, I will be in February, because it's Valentine's month, I will be talking about Cardio for Life and how it works and all the different things that are in it. And there's other things I would add to the program, omega-3 oil, high dosages of omega-3 oil. They do have a little bit in there in a certain way. But I would add, there's some good omega-3 companies out there, Noit Naturals, Carlson, some really good ones. And then I might add more CoQ10, depending on what's going on. But they have a nice 100 milligrams of CoQ10. That's a really comprehensive product. So look it up on the internet. Tell them that Dan Soloway, or Dan's Health Talks, you heard me talking about it. I'd appreciate you doing that. They're not a sponsor of mine, per se. I did get some product from them, but they're not a sponsor. I'd like them to be, because I believe in the product. When I choose a product for this show, it's something that I want you to utilize, something that is really important for me as well. And I think you'll like it so much. And I'm going to list some of the things that it affects. Improves cardiovascular health. It improves the immune system. It helps improve blood pressure. It helps improve cholesterol levels, blood sugar levels, weight control. It has anti-aging properties, helps release HGH is one of the theories. Energy levels, it improves memory, because when they look at people that have Alzheimer's, when they do autopsies on them, and they usually do that after they died. I prefer not to have an autopsy while I'm still living. But anyway, the circulation in the brain, the vascularity of the brain, where that's starting to break down is where the plaque builds up and where the immune system of the brain can't get rid of the plaque. It does that every night. It gets rid of the plaque. And without the immune system working, and overcoming what is put in there in the day, then you start getting Alzheimer's. Well, if you have a good blood flow, it takes that down. It helps the immune system remove it out of the brain, as well as helping the body remove things out of the arteries. Now, sexual function, that's tremendously related to nitric oxide, dilating the blood vessels. A greater sense of well-being when you have more blood flow. Now, a lot of athletes, bodybuilders, weightlifters, and people that want more blood flow for endurance and all that and want to have more improvement in their program, they take nitric oxide, and that's also this product will affect that. And it improves recovery rates. When you have more blood flow, everything changes, folks. That's the first thing you got to look at, taking care of the heart. So the Health Guardian is the name of the company. And Dr. Harry Edward is the designer and wrote the book, Let's Stop the Number One Killer of America. I read the book, and I'm pretty darn knowledgeable in this after doing this all the years. And I was picking up some stuff or things I had forgotten that he was reminding me. It's a very good book. So look for this. You might be able to find it online. I'm sure you can. And you can find the company. I don't know if they sell on Amazon or not, but it could be a wonderful breakthrough for you. So I'll be talking more about this product because it's really comprehensive. I designed a cardiovascular program and product for a company, also a brain product. And this one is right down the same line I would have gone. It's really well done. So take advantage of it and get two of them. Take two of them a month, two bottles, okay, very tasty, using stevia as a sweetener, but very tasty. But you do one on the empty stomach in the morning, and you do one on the empty stomach at night. If you take it with protein, let's say you ate supper at 7 or 8 and you had some protein in your deal, you don't want to take it until at least 10 o'clock. And if you want to eat something, eat a little bit of fruit or something with it, and that won't affect it. But protein will grab the catalyst that the body needs to carry it through the brain barrier and through the into the blood vessels and everything for it to work. Same thing in the morning. It's one of these things you take first thing in the morning and then wait about an hour before you eat breakfast. Now, what I'm doing intermittent fasting with it. So I'll take it, and I'll take a couple of little small apples, a little grannies, or maybe a real small granny and a real small delicious apple, and I'll eat those two, and then I'll go to the gym. And my workout is so much better with that. So I want to make you aware of that. Cardio for life. And it's F-O-R. I was thinking it was a number 4, but it's F-O-R. Cardio for life. We'll be right back, folks. Any of you that are concerned about your heart, I want to tell you about a product that is just phenomenal. It's everything I'd want to put into a cardiovascular product. It's called Cardio for Life. I advise everyone to do a scoop in the morning and a scoop in the evening on an empty stomach, and that will release nitric oxide, and it works on so many different ways that are beneficial to the heart. Cardio for Life. Remember this number, 800-MEGA-910, MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses, and also energizers. These are fantastic products. Brenda Swartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, you know, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Swartz's stuff, and it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910.
Okay.
Welcome back, folks. You listen to Dan's Health Talks. I really appreciate tuning in. Another thing I want to talk about is that, you know, I was touching on a section before, the importance of sleep. If you don't sleep well, you're going to gain weight, you're going to get inflamed, and you're going to have fatigue and joint pains. You could have fibromyalgia from it. They can create fibromyalgia in sleep labs by interfering with the dreams. When you start to dream, if they shake you just a little bit, and a week or two, you start having these painful areas in the body that identify fibromyalgia. But you're going to have brain fog that could, if you have continual brain fog, it may end up becoming dementia because of the inflammation within the brain. Your likelihood of having stroke and heart disease goes up greatly. The list goes on and on about what sleep does. They say if you lack 1 hour of sleep, it's like having two drinks of alcohol. And if you're trying to drive, your reflexes are slowed down that much. So you got to be aware of the need for a deep, restful sleep. Now, taking something like Ambien, I don't recommend, because it will knock you out, but the quality of sleep won't be there. Sleep runs in 90-minute cycles. When you first fall asleep at night, you spend a little bit of time in the alpha wave range. That's where you dream. And then you drop into theta, and then a longer period in delta and theta, mainly delta. That's when you get a lot of delta. That's a 4 cycles per second wavelength. And in those areas, you get a lot of detoxing going on. But as your brain gets rested and the immune system of the brain starts clearing up the brain, because it literally, when you sleep at night, it's getting rid of that plaque and allowing the neurons, the synapses, to unravel so they make better connections. That's why if you don't get good night's sleep, you start losing your memory until you start getting healthy sleep again. Then it may come back. There's other things to support memory that I need to spend some time on, but right now I want to talk about sleep. So what you're looking for is healthy waves that will also, not only in 90-minute cycles, but as those cycles change throughout the sleep, 7 hours, 8 hours, the cycle at the end of the sleep looks different than the cycle in the beginning. You're going to spend a lot more time in the alpha range, which is 7 to 14, when in the morning. That's when you do a lot of your dreaming, is early in the morning, and less time in the theta and delta area, especially the delta area. But if you're not getting good rest, then it doesn't work. So in Vigorest, you hear me run ads on it. That I always take a scoop, sometimes a scoop and a third of that before I go to bed at night. Some people take just a third of the scoop, and they do great with it. They don't need as much as I do. And now I'm adding little moon drops, homeopathics. There's a lot of good homeopathic stuff for sleep. And sometimes ashwagandha, it's a great support to the adrenals. Magnesium before you go to bed at night, especially the bisglycinate. Magnesium runs over 300 different functions in the body, so important to the body. But one of the things it's going to do is going to help you sleep better. There's so many good sleep products out there in a natural form, but I want you to be aware of why I talk about Invigorest, why I run that advertisement for Invigorest. I want you to take advantage of that, because it's going to help produce GABA. Now, what is GABA? GABA is an amino acid that rules the temporal lobes of the brain. The temporal lobes are run around close to the ears along the side of the head, and they control the rhythms of the body, the rhythms of how your glands secrete, how your organs work and how they work in harmony, how the intestines work. It's sometimes described as being the brakes to the body, but they're really sort of a governor that some systems in the body is going to rev the body up. Well, it's going to need more GABA to bring that down. Like dopamine can rev the body up too much. If you're a high dopamine person, you may be someone that wants to hang glide off mountains if you're a daredevil. You may need a little more GABA to stop and think, maybe that's not a good idea today. You need that for a good quality sleep, but also to get all the things back in harmony. So Invigorous has a special form that the Russians developed for mild depression that helps the body produce GABA, which just taking regular GABA doesn't do a very good job. It doesn't get in. But this aminoburic GABA acid does a fantastic job. So I've been taking it for a number of years, but I wanted to emphasize that. It's very important to you. And then, of course, fish oil. Norit Naturals is the fish oil that I swear by, and I take that. This morning I took two of the Ultimate and two of their memory products. And then before I did radio, I took another two of their memory omega-3s that has curcumin in it. Now, curcumin helps with taking the inflammation down in the body. People sleep better a lot of times with curcumin just because the inflammation is less. But they found out recently when curcumin is added to omega-3 oil, to fish oil, to the EPA, DHA, it absorbs 65 times more than it does without. 65 times. That's extraordinary. And curcumin is such a hard nutrient to absorb. That's why that's so important to understand. And so Norit Naturals has done a great job with that. And then they put in other things to help the support the blood flow in the brain and then glycosylcholine to help increase the acetylcholine, which is really the speed the brain works, which is important for memory, so important. Folks, we'll be right back. I have my friend Stan with me, and I've known Stan for a long time, and he introduced me to a business opportunity that's very, very exciting for my listeners, and you'll love it when you understand it. Stan, explain to him how this works.
Dan, I'm super excited about this opportunity. Finally, we have a business that you don't have to buy anything and sell anything every month. All you have to do is want to live a different lifestyle and earn a full-time income working part-time. Our company is looking for 7 to 10 reps in the state of Oklahoma to help us explode this new and exciting industry. And all you have to do is call 580-334-7251, 580-334-7251. This is an opportunity of a lifetime. If you want to earn a full-time income working part-time, make the phone call, 580-334-7251.
Yeah, folks, you don't have to buy anything, and you don't have to sell anything, and you don't have to harass. It's not network marketing. You don't have to harass your relatives and stuff to make money with this. It's really cool. You'll see what I'm talking about when you call Stan. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks. Really appreciate being with me this afternoon. And I want to talk to you about, I think, the scariest disease out there. Stroke is right up there, but cancer. People that suffer from cancer for a while, it's just such a sad disease, what it does to them and the therapies they have for it. I had an interesting talk with a doctor that I plan on doing some interviews with, and also maybe with his other partner. They designed a product a number of years ago that I've been familiar with, and they've improved on it even more so in the delivery system. And it's PolyMVA. And Dr. Sanchez, we had a nice talk. He's 83 years old and just full of energy. And I was helping him with his diet and stuff and talking to him about it. And he gave me a lot of background on it. They had over 1,600 people that they did a clinical study. And they had a lot of research. Boy, this company spent a ton of money getting research done. And it's really good that they did. I'll explain why in a second. But stage 4 cancer, over 1,600 that are now fine today. Now, the FDA hates nutritional companies that are not part of their buddies, the pharmaceutical companies, because, by the way, folks, a lot of the people that work for the pharmaceutical companies also work for the FDA and vice versa. They'll go back and forth. So they tried to shut him down 5 times. He went to, they took him up in front of Congress. He He had all the research ready to go, and the hospital study that was being done in Jamestown there, and had the senators and congressmen call the doctors there and the patients and talk to the patients. He's free to say this product does work on cancer. Now, I asked him last night, what is your cure rate? I said, no one gets 100%. I know some things are phenomenal for cancer that I've had good success, but not every time. And he said that the cure rate is 84% for animals and 83% for humans. That's unheard of, folks. And so we're going to do some shows on that. But I and now there's a friend of mine that here in town that uses PolyNVA, and I know my friend Dr. Rothwell, he uses it with patients that are dealing with cancer. So it's a very important product. I don't know if I will how I will interact with that product, but my job, I always have felt, is when I find something that I think could be really beneficial for you, is to educate you on it. Now, if you want to know about that and other things that I think are very beneficial if you're dealing with cancer, email me to dsolloway21@gmail.com. dsolloway21@gmail.com. If I was doing his program, or let's say if I, okay, I would do a variety of things. I would use that, but I'd also use some other things that are really important. And I would work people on, with their diet, because cancer feeds on sugar and starch. Starch becomes sugar in 20 minutes. You eat a mashed potato, it's the fastest way to raise your blood sugar, along with orange juice and grape juice. And I had to explain to him, eating a whole lot of blueberries for breakfast is not healthy. Maybe a tablespoon is okay, and some yogurt. And if I was going to use yogurt, these people don't even know who I am, but it's one that's F-A-G-E. There's other good ones, too. Green Valley is good. But there's one that I was using on an 8-CG diet that I'm doing that has no fat and no no sugar. All the other ones that have no fat have sugar in them, quite a bit of sugar. And that one, I can add stevia or chocolate stevia from Stevita, mix that in, and it works great. But when I go off the HCG diet, I'll probably do it with some fat, but still no sugar. And then you could put in a tablespoon of blueberries if you want. But I have to educate people on the right diet for the heart. And you have to understand that. I can give you the best product in the world, but if you continue to eat French fries and sodas and sugary things, it's very hard to overcome that diet, even with the best things, even the Fox Legacy products, which are just absolutely phenomenal. And I'm going to be talking more about that in the near future. Those are really something. So I want to make you aware of that, but I also want to make you aware that normally things that I've known about, what started me on radio was a product I can't talk about that got rid of pancreatic tumor in a lady in about 30 or 31 days. It was gone when they went back to the doctor. They couldn't operate on it. There's nothing they could do for it. And a nutritional product that's in most health food stores. She did high doses of that, a recommendation from a nutritionist down in San Antonio, got rid of it. And then I've recommended it to a person, didn't charge me anything for it, but I recommended it to a person with other things that had, like I also recommended Partiarco and Gaviola. Gaviola is recognized by the Cancer Society, and a variety of other things that are very, very good. Lagic acid is very good on cancer. There's just so many good things out there. But the product that I can't name because the company asked me not to, they don't want to be pulled off the shelf, it works wonderful. But you would think I'd be able to tell you, hey, you don't own the company, you're not. Why can't you tell me? Because I don't want to see the company get hurt by the FTC and FDA. I don't have freedom of speech. But this one I can talk about, the PolyNVA. It can be discussed. It's been proven. It's gone through the Congress and came out just fine. So, but they spent $1 million on research, a number of research studies. to be able to say this. And most companies do not want to deal with the FDA, FTC, even if they have a life-saving program. So it's a real shame. I hope sometime that changes. It wasn't that bad when I started radio 22 years ago. I could put on a number of people on that had different forms of cancer or blood sugar or a variety of different things going on. And the product that you can pick up in the health food store that I am not naming, we can have people come on and talk about it and what kind of results and how they feel. I even used it to get rid of some skin cancer I picked up laying outside in Las Vegas. I was came in after being out there for a number of hours waiting for a business meeting. A brown jagged area raised up underneath my eye. And for about 2 or 3 years, I tried to get rid of it. Matter of fact, Dr. Sanchez told me that he got rid of skin cancer with his product, with poly-NVA, just dabbing it on. Didn't know if it'd work or not, and it did. I did the same thing. A guy had explained to me that had was bald and had, and he dabbed this product. I almost said it, and I can't say the product because I don't want to hurt the company. He dabbed this product on his head 3 times a day, and someone else had taught him this, maybe the guy that had skin cancer on his ear that also did it, but that guy just soaked the cotton in it and taped it to his ear. But he dabbed it on his head, and about 3 days, the scabs fell off. It scabbed up. Took about 5 to 7 days to start getting really red and scabby. Fell off with fresh new skin. I did the same thing. And there was a sort of a little white dot left, like a seed, and then it disappeared too. And then I did it recently. I saw some age spots and things. I did it. Not going to be able to tell you the name. We live in the... where we're supposed to have freedom of speech. Of course, they're working really hard to take that away from people. If you don't say what they want to hear, you don't have the right to talk. That's bizarre. I mean, it's like the science fiction movies I saw when I was a kid. Brave New World, 1984, Fahrenheit 451, where they burn all the books. Just really stupid fascist stuff that is now being popularized. I can't believe I'm seeing that. School system is failing, really failing a lot of kids out there. They don't even know what freedom means because they've had it all their life until it's taken away. They don't know what it is. Saw a good statement on that. I'm not going to get political here. I did see a joke right before I started that says, I don't row a joint often, but when I do, it's usually my ankle. I thought that was pretty good. But anyway, in this world of marijuana, I'll tell you where I stand on that. I'm a supporter of therapeutic marijuana. And a friend of mine that is dealing with a neurological disease, he finds the combination of CBD with medical marijuana is better than CBD by itself, and they work real well together. But he doesn't use it at a point that it makes him high. It just really helps him deal with a neurological disease. And different forms of brain cancer and things like that are also very, very effective with marijuana and nausea that comes from radiation and stuff. What I'm concerned about, though, is the what I'm concerned about right at the moment is when the kids start smoking pot, and a lot of them do either way, but the brain doesn't get fully developed until you're 27. The myelin sheath that wraps the nerves doesn't fully develop. And there's other factors, and they say that's why we have impulses and we'll that we get under control as we get a little older, but when we're younger, we do wild, crazy things, especially if you're a guy, really crazy things that you're lucky to survive through high school. Well, supposedly those things won't develop well if you do it if you continue to do it at that way, if you continue to smoke through there. And I've seen it. I've seen it in, someone very close to me started smoking pot as a young person. Now he spends some time in prison, and his impulse controls were never really good. But he had a tremendous amount of potential. And I saw it in some college friends that were getting stoned all the time and that came to college on scholastic scholarships. They're just brilliant. And some of them that never bloomed the way it should, never really did it because they just keep themselves a little bit tranquilized, where they didn't have enough anxiety to really push themselves. Sometimes a little bit of anxiety is a good thing. You got to get things done. You got to study. You got to do this. You got to feel a little bit of competitiveness when you're in college. But if you take all that away, there's a smile on their face, but they're not getting much done. I worry about that side of it. But I'll support the therapeutic medicinal side of marijuana. I want to thank you all for listening. I'll be talking to you again next week.